Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking about the potential demise of Social Security in 2034 with Maria Dent and Barry Gold of AARP, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Liz McMenamin and Dan Mason. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
I'm one of them.
Yo también.
I'm one of over 300,000 Nevadans who rely on Social Security.
Social Security helps us pay the bills
and enjoy the retirement that we've earned.
That's what makes Joe Hecht so dangerous.
His plan to privatize Social Security means billions in profits for Wall Street.
Risking retirement security on the stock market.
What if it crashes again?
Wall Street has given Joe Hecht over $500,000.
I wonder who he's working for.
Because it's not us.
AFSCME People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Maria Dent. She is the Nevada State Director for AARP, and Barry Gold, familiar face on this program, also with AARP. So your concern is about Social Security and where Social Security is going to be down the road. Explain a little about this, if you would.
So thank you for having us on the show today. We are really trying to bring this discussion across the United States, in communities, in Reno, no matter where we're going. We think now is the time to really be serious with our candidates, our elected officials, our thought leaders, to bring this discussion around Social Security, to bring a resolution, really discuss it and do something about it. Quit kicking the can down the road.
Okay, so now when you say do something about it, are you talking about the stability of the system long term, the amount of money people will get from the system? What exactly are your concerns?
Well, actually, we're looking at all those things, Sam. I think it's an idea of looking at the future solvency of Social Security, the security of the benefits, because as it stands right now, people talk about the trust fund, and in 2034, if nothing is done, they'll have to cut benefits by 20 or 25%. And that's simply not an option. So doing nothing is not an option. It's going to take presidential leadership and the will of the Congress to do anything. So we're really trying to raise the issue to a top election issue, and we're reaching out to the presidential candidates and saying, hey, what's your plan? Tell the people what you're going to do about Social Security.
Okay, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, was on the program and talking about things like Medicare and Social Security. And one of the things he pointed out, as we all know, is that when Social Security first came around, you were likely not to live long enough to ever collect it. Now we have people living into their 90s, into their hundreds. You know, should one of the first things, as he suggests, be raising the age that people get Social Security?
Well, I think there's pros and cons to all the options they're talking about. Some people think just because you're living longer, well, it makes sense that you have to wait till you get it older. But if you think about that, there are some people maybe that can't wait to collect Social Security. Suppose, let's say, you're in construction or a roofer or something like that. You know, I'm not sure if I want a 70-year-old man climbing on my roof to fix something, and I'm not sure if he's going to be up to it. So you look at a lot of different things. There are pros and there are cons. And AARP just wants to have people to have a discussion on what are the options, what's good, what's bad about it, and really get Congress and the president to act.
Well, one of the things that's already occurring is that people can opt to take Social Security at a certain age. So if you want to, you can take it at 62, you can take it at 65, but you can hold off till you're 70 and then collect a larger amount per month when you're 70, although who knows how long you're going to live beyond that. So aren't we already starting down that road?
Actually, I'm 56 years old, and I will not be able to collect Social Security until almost 67. So that is one of the options, but that's only one of the proposals out there. We have probably the 12 most popular proposals that we have them all laid out. We have the pros and the cons. We've looked at the good and the bad. And so really, that's just one proposal. There's lots of proposals out there that we can talk about.
All right, so give me some other examples.
And these pros and cons, I need to clarify, they're not AARP saying what's good and what's bad. We've contracted with the Heritage Foundation and the National Academy of Social Insurance. So somebody from the left and somebody from the right to look at what these 12 options are. They're things like raising the retirement age, raising the earnings cap, changing the payroll tax.
Let's do them one at a time. So changing the payroll tax. So right now, I think there's a cutoff around $95,000 a year, the way you pay Social Security.
Well, actually, you pay Social Security on the first $118,500.
Okay,
so there's different ideas. You know, do you completely lift the cap? Do you raise it to $250,000? And this is not about AARP's views. This is not what we think. We want to know what the candidates think that are running for president and for Congress, because they're the ones that are going to have these discussions. And what we really want is we want the American public and the voters to know what these options really mean, what may be good, what may be bad, so when they go to the elections, they can make an informed decision and say, hey, it's time to fix Social Security, not just for today's retirees, but future retirees as well.
What are the current candidates saying?
Well, you know, if you go to our website, 2016takeastand.org, they lay out what their plans are. You know, right now there's just, you know, the couple candidates left. When this originally started our campaign, we had like 15 or 16 candidates listed. So it's a little more reasonable to take a look at that. So people really need to go and look for themselves and see what they are, because they lay out what their plans are, and it's a variety of things, because it isn't one fix. It isn't just one thing you can do. So there's a lot of different options to help reach that solvency level. There's something fun on our website as well. It's a tool that you can do, almost a game, that you can pick for yourself. What happens if we raise the retirement age and we change the earnings cap and we reduce benefits or we increase benefits? How much of that solvency gap will either fill or make worse? So people can look for themselves how much these different options are going to affect the future of Social Security.
Okay, so now I'm going to speak on behalf of the lazy people, the ones that are going to listen to this discussion and go, well, I don't have time to go look at the website. So, for example, cutting benefits. I mean, you know, is that realistic for any politician at any point in our future to say we're going to cut benefits?
I think that's a decision each politician is going to have to make for themselves, how it will play with today's retirees or future retirees. I think the idea is something has to be done. Doing nothing is not an option. So we really need to generate that discussion and have the politicians be willing to take a stand, as our campaign says, and let people know what they want to do.
Okay, but in this current political climate, although this may change come the election, it doesn't seem that very much is getting done in the halls of Congress.
And that's why we are really taking issue and bringing not only our thought leaders, our presidential candidates, but Mr. and Mrs. Smith on the streets of Reno. The discussion needs to come from all of us to say, okay, let's do something. I know these decisions are tough, but that's why we elected you. And we know that they don't want to say things that may not get them elected. But come election day, we will continue to work on this issue. So when our candidates have pledged to say, we'll take a stand and these are the options that we're considering, we can then say, okay, Mr. President, Ms. President, because, you know, we have a woman running for president.
You
have said that these are the where you have decided the discussion to go. What are you going to do? And then we go to our members of Congress and, you know, we'll say, what are you going to do in this discussion? It's not just talking about it, kicking the can down the road. We've got to do something. It's serious, you know.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I look at the reality of our elections process, and our election process is not about issues. It's about creating circumstances, attacking people, responding. It's not about governing.
Well, I think that's what AARP is trying to change and trying to make this an issue-related election, at least on this one issue. As you know, AARP is nonpartisan. We don't endorse or support candidates, contribute to parties. But we do get involved with elections with issues, and Social Security is the big issue. We want to make it a top-of-mind issue. We want to kind of put the candidates' feet to the fire. We're asking members of candidates for Congress to say, will you commit to working on Social Security? Now, will they really get the discussion started and do something come 2017? Perhaps, perhaps not. A lot of people look at whether that's a reality. Or will it be 2019 or maybe even 2021? But something has to be done soon. The closer we wait till 2034, the harder it is to make a change that's really going to affect people's retirement security, because people aren't able to save like they once were. The economy's not where people can put the money away and save for retirement. Social Security's always helped lift people out of poverty. Here in Nevada, people make the average amount is $1,251 a month. That's not a lot of money.
In Social Security payments.
And for older adults that are on Social Security, about one-third of them, it's 90% or more of their income. So they really rely on Social Security.
Which is exactly the wrong thing to be doing, because it was never designed to take care of your entire retirement. Let's take a break. We'll come back with a few more minutes here talking about what's going on with Social Security and can we make changes after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
1 billion in new subsidies. That's what out-of-state companies, SolarCity and Sunrun, are asking Nevada voters to give them. Their campaign isn't about energy choice. It's about money. Nevada families would be forced to pay higher power bills to subsidize their profits. You pay more, and they walk away with the cash. Sound fair? It's not. Find out more at solarenergyfairness.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Maria Dent and Barry Gold of AARP and talking about Social Security and what can be done to fix it. You know, one of the things that never comes up in the immigration debate is that we need a certain amount of people working to be able to provide the money that will support the people who aren't working, whether it be for Medicare or Social Security or anything else. And it's approximately 16 workers for everyone who's retired. And does this come into play in what you're talking about?
Well, that's the big issue. When they talk about, you know, the trust fund not being sufficient, it's really because there aren't enough workers per retiree. When it started, the number was very high. It was like 30 to 1. It's now estimated between 2 or 3 to 1 in terms of how many people are paying in versus taking out. So that is an issue, and that's causing the problem that we have right now.
Right.
So that's why we need to make some changes now. And there's multiple options, and our elected officials need to show leadership and be willing to take a stand, stick their neck out, and say, I'm going to work on this, because we really need to protect Social Security moving forward to the future, because while people aren't supposed to depend on it, the reality of the situation is pensions have pretty much gone away. People aren't able to save as much. A lot of businesses don't offer any kind of retirement plans. So we really need to say, how can we shore up Social Security so at least there is some safety net for people, so there's something, because, you know, the states have to look at it and the federal government. When people retire, you want them to have means instead of needs.
Well, and you know, we've talked about this on this program before. You know, we are hurtling into a crisis, at whatever level Social Security is, because people who are older have no ability to get interest on money if they are able to save it. They put it in the bank. They're getting 1%. The bank puts out a flag and says, woohoo, we're going to give you a 1% interest. It's insane. The lack of support for retirees and seniors in this country as far as any kind of financial stability. So
I just quickly want to address something you said, that we are not supposed to depend just on Social Security. But we know
that was the original plan.
Yeah. In the last recession, we know that people really had to go into their savings. So the best of people who did the best of plans really were caught up and now are relying on Social Security. We have lots of stories of people who lost their jobs, they were in their 50s, and had to use their savings, and they had really great nest eggs. So, you know, the reality is that in our economy, we're going to continue to rely on having to have the Social Security program be solvent.
I don't disagree with you, certainly the program should be solvent, but the standard of living, if people are just relying on their Social Security, is going to be horrible. I mean, we are going to see disastrous situations in this country, people not having enough money for food, for shelter. I mean, and it's going to end up falling back on the government in other ways.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Social Security is the largest program that helps lift people out of poverty. And I don't have the exact numbers, but if it were to be cut that 20 to 25% in 2034, there's a lot more people that will sink down into poverty. And yes, the rest of us will have to, the social programs, the safety net programs, will have to really help add to that. So the more people we can keep out of poverty by having a reasonable benefit with Social Security is important that we do that.
And okay, but you know, the bottom line to this is that any politician who voted to cut Social Security in 2034, that person and their party would be out of power. So it's never going to happen to that extent. But obviously there is a problem and it's barreling down towards us. That's where we have to leave it for right now. But you're always welcome to come back. Good luck on this campaign.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
What began as a vision grew to become a foundation of Nevada history. A place where gridiron greatness was born. Leaders became legends. An entire community rose up as one. Now, 50 years later, Mackey Stadium has been reborn, and the next chapter begins. Nevada Wolfpack Football. For season tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Credit Karma? Why are you checking your credit score?
You don't want to drive Old Blue forever, do you?
Turn it off.
I did.
Credit Karma, huh?
Yeah, it's free.
That was easy.
Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-444-3799.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-444-3799.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. From News Talk 780 KOH, Dan Mason is here. He's the program director and also masquerades as Mad Dog Mason after names at 3 o'clock.
Every day is a masquerade,
Sam. And Liz McMenamin, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. So your thoughts on this discussion that went ahead here, and, you know, is Congress up to dealing with Social Security before 2034?
Boy, I give AARP a lot of credit for embarking on this campaign because it is tough. How can an elected official or somebody looking to be elected even broach this subject? So it's going to be a touchy situation. I don't know that Congress is going to do anything, and I certainly know that there's a need for it to be done, but I don't know that they will have the appetite to do that at this point in time. Most of them are hoping to get elected.
But the bottom line, though, is if they do nothing, then these cuts would come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing elected officials like to do is secure their futures. And that would not be a good plan. It would be out with everybody.
I agree with you on that premise completely. I think part of the problem, too, is every few years the numbers change. Every few years 2034 becomes a different year. And I think the public doesn't know who to believe anymore. Do we really have a problem or not? But the bottom line is, give me my money, and if anybody tampers with that, I agree with you. They're gonna be gone.
And it's only 18 years from now.
That's not that far away anymore.
No, it's not. You got a chance, as I did, to sit down with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian nominee. Yeah. Your thoughts on him and his chances? He's polling at 12% at this point.
Well, I don't know how a presidential candidate who is an admitted smoker of marijuana is going to play in the Oval Office.
Well,
you know, the Toker-in-Chief jokes have already started.
he did drugs as well.
There's Bill Clinton. There's a lot of things, you know, President Obama did. Most of them we don't talk about. There's an opportunity here for the libertarians because there's an awful lot of people, let's be honest, think that we're in deep doo-doo in November no matter which way this goes. Trump's being piled on a daily basis now, and in some cases with good measure. Hillary, we know all the baggage there. If Gary Johnson and libertarians can get to 15% and get on the podium, could be interesting.
Okay, who does it hurt?
I think it hurts Hillary more, honestly.
Liz?
I agree. And you know, Sam, talking about this with the two candidates that we have out there running right now, and I read an opinion piece this morning that I found very interesting because it talked about the fact that some of the rhetoric is being tossed around as anger, but actually that anger is based in fear. And the normal person out there, the citizen, is actually fearful right now, and they don't know where to turn. So I think this having Gary Johnson in here, this having this gentleman in is going to be interesting. As far as him smoking marijuana and going into the White House, you know, I'm finding this whole mindset has changed a lot about the marijuana issue. Not that it's a good thing, I'm going to say, but people are just opening up and saying, well, it's okay to do drugs now. And you know my stand on that, right, Sam.
but it's been 60 years since the 60s. So, I mean, an awful lot of
Thanks
people
for the reminder.
A lot of the people who are the voters now come from that era. Whether they smoked it or not, they were certainly around it, and it wasn't a big deal back then in those days. Okay, let's turn to the news in the last 24 hours. Susan Collins of Maine, the United States Senator, a Republican, says she will not vote for Donald Trump. Mm. Is this the beginning of a series of senators and congresspeople that are going to come out?
I don't know. It's been the beginning for, what, about 6 months now? So yeah. I don't know what's different about this, but it all comes back to me is I'm not sure the Republican Party knows who they are anymore. Uh-uh. They're supposed to be the party of smaller taxes and lower government and less regulations and all of this, and instead we're talking about Donald Trump and whether he's fit to be in office every day. A good question. You can ask that about the other side just as easily. So I don't take Susan Collins very seriously anyway. So
yeah, go ahead.
And I think that's just one vote. And, you know, these elected officials think that their votes are going to sway the people. It may sway a few of the voters, but I think as a whole, the voters are already looking at where they want to go. And it doesn't matter what Susan Collins thinks or who she's going to vote for. There are people out there who are going to continue to feel like Donald Trump is the one who's going to save them, or on the other side, Hillary is going to be the one that saves the Democrat Party. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
One of the things that I get to see being, you know, the owner of the show, the host of the show, the sales guy for the show, is the organization behind these campaigns. And yesterday, there was an amazing email sent out across the nation to all of the TV stations and radio stations concerning the Hillary for America campaign and all the people that are in charge of buying the advertising in each of the different states and the different towns in the different states. There is no Trump organization that is close to that.
They've been working this a long time, Sam, and the people in charge on the Democrat side and the Republicans pulling away from Donald Trump and not being involved is going to hurt him, but I think he has enough money on his own to get out there and do what he needs to do.
You think he'll spend it? You know, it's $1.5 billion. And is it already, quick last question, is it already too late for the ground game for Donald Trump?
It's very late to be talking about it at this point. Sure, absolutely.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go Lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
When you retain the law firm of Kilpatrick Bolentini, you become a client of our law firm.
And client is a word we take very, very seriously.
Every client is entitled to honest answers and respect.
Call us for a free consultation. We can really help.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
On our next broadcast, we're talking space with Dan Ruby, director of the Fleischmann Planetarium. We'll see you then.